you're listening to These Days. I'm Tom Fudge. Most of us have not even seriously considered running a marathon. But running a marathon with no shoes? That's hard to even imagine. But guess what? There are distance runners who prefer to do it unshod. They say it's actually healthy and better for your feet. These people are not crazy, but they do suffer a period of tremendous hardship developing the calluses and the muscle tone you need to run 20-plus miles without shoes. I'm joined this morning by two barefoot runners. Joining me over the phone is Barefoot Bob. He is Ken Bob Saxton, a barefoot runner who operates the website runningbarefoot.org. And Bob, thank you very much.
Yeah, actually, it's Ken Bob, Barefoot Ken Bob.
Barefoot Ken Bob. Okay, I thought Barefoot Bob, you know, sounded a little more alliterative, so I said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's several other Barefoot Bobs in the world. So
okay.
There's actually a Barefoot Bob website.
Oh, okay. Well, not to be confused with that Barefoot Bob. This is Barefoot Ken Bob. And sure. Thanks for joining us. Also joining me in studio is Yoshi Yoshino, and he's a barefoot runner here in San Diego. And Yoshi, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
And give us a call if you want to talk about this subject at 888-895-5727, 888-895-KPBS. Well, Ken Bob, how did you become a barefoot runner? Were you one of those kids when you were growing up that never wanted to wear shoes?
Exactly. In fact, in my family, it wasn't really required except for school and church and things like that. So, and we weren't really wealthy, so we very rural areas. My mother was a farmer's daughter. So basically, instead of like a lot of families that I hear out here in the city and suburban areas, instead of being yelled at to put our shoes on, we were often told to leave our shoes at home so they didn't get dirty.
All right. And eventually you became a distance runner. When you first became a distance runner, did you wear shoes or did you think that right off the bat, did you think that it would be good to do it barefoot?
Well, I did a lot of barefoot running on the beach and grass and things like that, but it had not occurred to me to run barefoot on asphalt until after my first barefoot marathon. So I was running with shoes on asphalt.
And what was it like transitioning from running on asphalt with shoes to running on asphalt barefoot? How difficult was that?
For me, it wasn't difficult. I didn't really... transition had been more of one where I had been doing part of my running with shoes on the asphalt and part of my running on the beach sand or on grass barefoot. So my feet were already conditioned, I think, mostly from the sand. The grass really doesn't do much for conditioning as far as the skin itself.
So it will strengthen
the feet. So what happened to me really, the basic is I ran that for my, I had a goal to run a marathon in my life. And I did it with shoes because I didn't know that you could run barefoot on pavement, especially that distance. But I had blisters everywhere on my feet when I finished that marathon, except the soles of my feet.
When you were wearing shoes?
Correct.
So the shoes were causing the problem. And so going to barefoot running was not difficult for you, it sounds like. As a matter of fact, you found it more comfortable.
Yeah, and I build up very gradually even then because I'd finished my goal of doing a marathon in my lifetime. So I went back to just running a few miles at a time, and then I started running to it from work occasionally, which was about 11 miles at the time.
Well,
and I'd walk part of it and run part of it. And I carried my shoes with me at first, and I found out I never needed them. My legs got sore before my feet.
If you prefer running without shoes, I guess that's fine, but it sounds like barefoot runners like yourself argue that it's actually better for you. In fact, it's better for most people. What's the theory there?
Well, I was listening to your program on trans fat, and basically the hydrogenated oils are not something that did not exist until mankind created them, and our bodies were never designed to deal with that kind of stuff. And that's pretty much the same thing with shoes. We were designed to be able to feel every step whenever we put our foot down, we're designed to be able to feel that, and that gives us feedback, teaching us to run or walk and balance better. Also, it strengthens the feet. A lot of muscles that don't get used inside shoes are the ones that people hurt because they've become weakened and atrophied.
Well, let me turn to my studio guest, Yoshi Yoshino. And Yoshi, you're a barefoot runner.
Yes.
Why did you decide to start running without shoes?
Well, thanks to Ken Bob, I guess, because I saw his website. That's how I really started getting into running barefoot.
And but why? I mean, were the shoes causing you problems? Did you just think that this would be kind of cool to try?
Yeah, that's what I thought, because, well, I've been running for 7 years, and I always run with shoes. I grew up running with shoes, always. So I'm like opposite to Ken Bob. But when I saw his website, I was like, wow, it makes sense. And that's how I really got into it. And at least I wanted to try to see how that works out.
You're a student at San Diego State,
yes.
Still, I think. And didn't you launch into some kind of academic study of running
yes.
barefoot?
Yeah, actually I did.
Tell us about that.
Right. What happened was in one of my classes, I had to compare between shod standing against barefoot standing. And that's how I started doing all the little bit of research about barefoot standing first. And then what we measured was the ground reaction time. And with barefoot standing, the ground reaction time was a lot quicker. So obviously. And that's how people actually sprain their ankle, because their response time delays with shoes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So the very fact that the soles of your feet are more sensitive to the ground means that they're more protective of the rest of your body.
Right. Also, you can quickly respond to what's on the ground.
Now, let me ask you to do something for me. And this is kind of unusual on these days, but I'd like for you to show me the bottom of one of your feet. Because you're not wearing shoes right now. And I think you've had a little trouble with running barefoot.
Right,
can I see the bottom of your foot? Okay, all right, and suffice it to say, you've got some calluses there, and in fact, at one point when you were running barefoot, you had a callus that actually split open.
Yes.
And how painful has this been, this process of learning how to run barefoot?
It was actually extremely painful, you know. And I wish, you know, I could just run like Ken Bob, that, you know, not many blisters, no pain, but, like, I'm just, like, regular average person, you know, who's just trying to run barefoot and had to go through all the pains and stuff.
Well, my guests are Yoshi Yoshino. He's a barefoot runner. He joins me here in studio, also a student at San Diego State. And joining me by phone is barefoot Ken Bob Saxton. He's a barefoot runner who operates the website runningbarefoot.org. And let's take a call. We've got some barefoot runners and some curious folks here on the line. So let's go to Don in OB. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I grew up in upstate New York, and when I was young, a cousin of mine actually wound up getting a roundworm from running around barefoot. And I wondered if either of the runners were concerned about parasites or anything like that. I know it's, you know, mostly on the road that they run, and I do see a lot of people around here, you know, walking around barefoot, but maybe it's just a phobia of mine, but is that a problem they run into?
Ken Bob, let me get back to you on that. How would you like to respond to the fear of parasites?
Actually, it's kind of, I think that's part of our cultural paranoia against germs and things. And what really, one of the biggest problems we have in our society is not that we're getting too dirty or we're getting exposed to germs, but we're not getting exposed to these parasites and germs. And we don't develop antibodies and protections against them. And some of these parasites are not really parasites. We're actually designed to live with a lot of these things. I don't know about the roundworms but hookworms, a third of the population of the world has those in their stomach at any time. And there's even been studies where people who have had digestion problems have been injected with these, and it's helped them digest food better.
But if you're running on pavement in an urban area, Ken Bob, what are some of the things that you have to look out for? I have to imagine broken glass, for one thing, is something that you might that is a bit of a hazard.
Yeah, broken glass. The biggest problem would be like maybe the bottom of a bottle that's, you know, sticking up. The flat pieces of glass really, for me, are not a big problem. And then at the other end of the spectrum would be little tiny splinters you can't see, which do occasionally get embedded, and then you just pull them out like you would a thorn, which is actually very natural I mean, litter is not something that's new to humans. In fact, hard surfaces aren't even new to humans. I've run on some trail runs that had that were just basically solid granite, you know, where the water had washed down the snow melt and things.
Yoshi, what about you? Have you ever stepped on, ever had your foot impaled on a broken bottle?
Not broken bottles, but like thorns and stuff.
Thorns.
So I had to cut it up and then took it out and stuff.
Ken Bob is obviously very experienced with this. He's run marathons. I don't think you've ever run a marathon barefoot.
No, not yet.
Do you want to do that?
Eventually, yes.
All right. Well, what do you think about this? You've had a tough time with calluses and blisters and all this. Has it been worth it? Is this something you want to continue experimenting with?
Yes, definitely. Because I still think that it's good for my feet, and I just want to stick with it until I can complete.
Let's take a call from Barefoot Rick in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey. Rick, go ahead.
How you doing, Ken Bob?
Hey,
how
Rick.
You doing, Yoshi?
Hey.
Hey, you know, in defense of Ken Bob, you know, I'm probably one of Ken Bob's most successful mentees. I started barefoot running in October 2003, and since then I've ran 25 barefoot marathons. I ran a 40-mile barefoot ultra. And, you know, I run barefoot year-round. I ran 8,000 miles barefoot since then. I haven't blistered in several years now. And in defense of Ken Bob, it just takes proper form and technique. I mean, I'm going to be running today in Kansas City. It's 23 degrees outside. I'm going to be running 10 miles outside today. So in defense of barefoot running, you know, I'm thrilled I found his site. I was having a lot of knee problems at the time, and it forced me to run properly, not goofy anymore. So,
Rick, did it take you a long time before you adapted to running barefoot?
Actually, the first time I met Ken, I ran several marathons with Ken, is in Boston. So I started in October 2003, and by that April, I had already qualified for Boston, so I ran that with Ken. I managed 21 miles with barefoot on that one and 5 miles with sandals. So it was, you know, that 6 months, it was a little bit of an ordeal, but since then, no problems.
Ken Bob, Rick mentions the fact, I think he said something about using the proper technique. And do you have to run differently when you run barefoot compared to running shod?
Well, the biggest difference between running barefoot and running with shoes is that it's actually comfortable with shoes to run really badly. And
exactly.
What's your definition of running badly?
Pounding, letting your feet skid or spin or twist so that there's friction on the pavement or impact on the pavement. One of the things people forget to think about when they're transitioning to barefoot is how long it took them to get used to shoes. I mean, we're not born coming out of the womb running marathons with shoes even. And I don't think Yoshi's run a marathon with shoes even. And Rick had run, I don't know, about a dozen marathons with shoes before.
Well, Ken Bob, I have heard that when you run barefoot, you are running more on the balls of your feet as opposed to shifting from heel to toe.
That's correct. Landing on your heel when you're barefoot hurts, and that's the first clue that it's not the way we're designed to run. So you actually land on the ball of the foot, and you can let the heel come down, but most of the weight's on the ball of the foot so that you're using the arch of the foot as a spring, which it's designed to be. And shoes take that flexibility away also.
Is that your feeling too, Yoshi, that you develop more spring in your feet when you run barefoot?
Well, I think so too. But I think that's why actually I strained my plantar fascia recently, because you know my plantar fascia is not as strong as other barefoot runners.
Now you might have to tell us what plantar fascia is. That what you said?
Yeah, it's a fascia that sits. It's basically that makes the arch of the foot.
I see. And what did you do to yours?
Strained it.
You strained it as a result of running barefoot.
Right.
Actually, plantar fasciitis is very common among shod runners also. And I think part of that is because of the arch support in the shoe aggravates the fact that the arch is trying to flatten out and it can't aggravates those tendons.
Well, Barefoot Rick, thanks very much for calling in, and good luck running in that cold weather there.
Yeah, and if anybody would like to check out my website, it's not runningbarefoot.org, but it's barefootrunner.org.
Barefootrunner.org. Got to keep those two straight. Yeah.
Thanks. We look forward to running with you again sometime, Rick.
You bet, Ken. See you later.
Ken Bob, before we're done, do you consider yourself to be an evangelist? Are you trying to get other people to start running barefoot?
I actually started my website because whenever I started racing barefoot around 1997, and I started my website because people were asking me a lot of the same questions at each of the races. So I figured, well, I'll put up a website and just, you know, let them know where that is.
Finally, one bit of history. There was a barefoot runner who won the marathon in the Olympics, right?
Abibi Bakila not only won the marathon barefoot, but he also set a world record at the time.
And when was that? How long ago?
That was 1960.
1960, okay.
Since then, most of the Ethiopians run with shoe sponsors.
Well, with that, I think we're out of time. My thanks to Ken Bob Saxton. That's Barefoot Ken Bob. He's a barefoot runner who operates the website runningbarefoot.org. Ken Bob, thanks.
Thank you.
And Yoshi Yoshino joined me in studio. He's a student at San Diego State University and a barefoot runner. Yoshi, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.